He is Near to the Brokenhearted, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Psalm chapter 34, verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. In much of Christian content and chatter, it's easy to believe that God is looking for the strong, the go-getters, the overachievers in life. Many individuals and groups assert that He is closer to those who are strong, to those who are achieving their goals and making things happen around them, the movers and the shakers of the faith. Perhaps you've believed it too. At your lowest points, maybe you've doubted if God is close by or wondered if He's turned His back on you. When looking at Scripture, we realize God never turns His back on His children. So much is written of God's heart towards those who are weak, broken, and in despair. In Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 25, states how God wants to refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, also reveals His compassion, describing how He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Often when experiencing heartbreak, disappointments, setbacks, weakness, weariness, and more, it's easy to feel like God isn't near, like He doesn't care, or even has time for you. Yet Psalm chapter 147, verse 3 assures, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Still, it's too easy to feel hopeless and fearful, believing there is no one around to help you. Nevertheless, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 encourages you to do no fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Through His word, God reaches out over and over again to the weary and the despondent. Scripture describes how the Apostle Paul dealt with an ongoing weakness, yet reassures of God's presence in the midst of it. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 states, But He said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about My weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. During discouraging times, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9 encourages you to remember God is with you. Even if you are hard-pressed on every side, you are not crushed. If you're feeling perplexed, you don't have to be in despair. And if you are being persecuted, you can be confident God has not abandoned you. Even if you have been struck down, because God is with you, you are not destroyed. Psalm chapter 73, verse 28 tells us that it is good to draw near to God. So take heart today in the knowledge that He is always closely present in your life.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study, called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.